Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
When David wrote Psalm 26, he began and ended with a powerful metaphor. If we're standing on level ground, we will not waver in our spiritual walk. In other words, if the ground beneath us is uneven, it's difficult to maintain our stability. Listen to what David wrote using this metaphor.
Vindicate me, Lord, because I've lived with integrity and have trusted in the Lord without wavering. My foot stands on level ground. I will bless the Lord in the assemblies.
In between these introductory and closing words, David outlined how we can achieve this goal. First, we must not be in partnership with sinful people. He explains this in verse 4 and 5.
I do not sit with the worthless or associate with hypocrites. I hate a crowd of evildoers, and I do not sit with the wicked.
David then went on to say that we must maintain a holy life. Listen now to what he wrote in verses 6 and 7.
I wash my hands in innocence and go around your altar, Lord, raising my voice in thanksgiving and telling about your wondrous works.
In Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he also used a dynamic metaphor to outline the process for spiritual stability. When we're functioning together as God intended, we will no longer be little children, tossed by the waves and blown around by every wind of teaching. But speaking the truth in love, let us grow in every way into Him who is the head, Christ. As we reflect on what both David and Paul wrote, let's remember this principle to live by. To stand firm in our faith, without wavering, we're to trust in the Lord wholeheartedly and demonstrate integrity in all that we do.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.